Welcome to the Nursepreneur Academy podcast, where nurses like you discover how to break free from the bedside and build a flexible, profitable business using the skills, knowledge, and experiences you already have. I'm your host, Liam Caswell, an RN turned full-time six-figure nursepreneur. In 2021, everything changed for me in my career. I left my senior nursing role to build an online nurse-led personal brand. One that gives me the freedom to work from anywhere, leverage the skills the hospital paid me to learn, and create both the income and impact I always knew I was capable of. Now it's your turn. I'm here to show you the possibilities beyond bedside and help you transition into a nurse-led business that fits your needs and life. Whether you dream of working from home, earning what you're truly worth, or making an impact on your own terms, I'm going to guide you every step of the way. Together, my friend, we'll make traditional nursing as you know it, optional. Now let's get down to it and let's build your profitable business. Hello and welcome to the Nursepreneur Academy podcast. I'm so excited that you're spending your time with us here today. Today we have an extra special guest, Morwenna Williams. Morwenna is a coach, midwife, and burnout survivor who specializes in supporting midwives through burnout recovery. For Morwenna, there was no dramatic breaking point, no single traumatic case or catastrophic shift. Instead, like many of you listening, burnout crept in quietly, slowly consuming every aspect of her life over the years. The joy that she had once felt for her profession and loved was gone. At home, this looked like disconnection, being withdrawn and exhausted, and she felt like she was stuck in a revolving door that she just could not escape. That was back in 2022, before she began rebuilding her relationship with midwifery, family, and ultimately with herself. Now she uses her amazing insights, energy, passion, skills, knowledge, and experience to support fellow nurses and midwives to break free from burnout and reclaim their joy at work and beyond. Using her bespoke Rebirth Blueprint coaching program and methodology, she helps midwives and nurses to overcome burnout and rediscover the woman, or maybe even the man behind them, but predominantly woman, behind the burnout. Morwenna, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being here.
No, thanks so much for having me, Liam. It's such an honor. Great to spend some time with you this afternoon.
Yeah, let's do this. So give us the high-level overview of your amazing nursing midwifery career. What's brought you here?
Yeah, thanks, Liam. Where do I start? So I've been a registered nurse for 25 years this year, midwife for 22 years this year, so a long time in the business. So it's been a mixture of obviously clinical, patient-facing work in that time, bit of project management work, policy development, consulting at that time across public and private maternity services, and predominantly in maternity and neonatal space over the 25 years.
So a mixed bag of clinical, non-clinical facing roles. Tell us more about like your investment in your professional development and how you were able to make those career pivots and changes, because often people think they can't. Like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, so I think right from the get-go, from a student, I was very driven to do this, to be get the thing, take the next step. So very ambitious, very driven, very motivated to progress in my career. I don't necessarily think at the start I actually knew what that progression was even going to look like, but at the time, I was very determined to get those additional pieces of paper, those different qualifications, that experience in things that I was interested in. Yeah. So I started off working in neonatal intensive care nursing very quickly, did my grad cert in neonatal intensive care nursing, then I started to do my midwifery. And that's where my midwifery journey started, and haven't really left the maternity space. Went on to do my master's in clinical leadership. So I covered a bit of everything in that. Yeah, and it was through my midwifery career, actually working with other midwives, got interested in or introduced to reflective supervision and then coaching. Yeah, so that's how it's progressed today. Yeah.
Incredible. And when was the moment? Obviously, we spoke about 2022. Take us back to that if you feel comfortable sharing, like what that point in your career looked like for everybody listening. If they were a fly in the wall, what would they be seeing when I going through at that point? Because to me, it sounds like the typical high performer journey that we always talk about on this podcast, of driven, ambitious, pushing, growing, developing, investing in yourself. And then 2022 happens.
So 2022, as most of you probably remember, this was in the height of COVID, or just kicking off. The experience that a lot of us in healthcare had around COVID is a very different experience to those that didn't work in health at that time. So a lot of loss of control over what you were doing. I was working as a clinical midwife consultant at that time, so a very autonomous role. I had landed an opportunity to go and work in my dream job at the time for a secondment. And I think it was 2 weeks into that secondment that I got withdrawn from that secondment back to my district to support
Oh no.
COVID response. And found myself doing things that I had absolutely no interest or desire in doing and actually had nothing to do with COVID response. It was like filling in the hard, those difficult to fill roles in a really difficult situation as well. And on the home front, like the kids' school was the first to shut down in our district. And the working from home wasn't a thing. I remember saying, how are we going to make this work? Kids aren't working. You're expecting me to still come home to work. And my husband's also a nurse on the front line in ED. So that uncertainty and unknown of what that meant for him. Was he going to be home that often? How much was he going to be working? And then that threat or anxiety of bringing home COVID to the family and what that looked like, because it was a very unknown period of time. Yeah. It was at that time that I started working with the coach. Because I identified that this probably was burnout that I was facing. And she asked me the question actually, was COVID the trigger for your burnout? Or had this been happening before? So when I sat down, actually thought about it, and it had definitely been creeping along in the background prior to COVID. This COVID was like the straw that broke the camel's back, really. Yeah.
So it sounds to me like we can all relate to that period of time where we had acute stressors that were actively contributing to our allostatic load, right? Just life, personal, professional, career. You land your dream job and then it gets taken away from you, like something you've been working towards. And then all of the family things as well, that point in time, no one could do anything about but had to navigate. It's so interesting what you said there. And I was so curious around the fact, okay, tell us why, what was the trigger point that made you go, oh, I need a coach? So they can see what that might look like for them.
Yeah. So I have a background in reflective clinical supervision as well. The coaching space in that realm wasn't unfamiliar to me. I knew what it was about. I knew it was a helpful strategy to prevent burnout. And at the time, there was a local physician here in the Central West who was starting her own coaching business. So for me, I knew that she understood the medical world, being in it herself. She'd been through burnout herself. So that was it really, what she was offering really, I guess, really spoke to me, and that she had the clinical skills, expertise, knowledge to be the best person to support me through that. And I knew I had to start speaking to someone, yeah, to get that support.
And for people listening that are maybe unfamiliar with clinical supervision, can you give us like just like the lowdown of what that is? Because in nursing, most of us don't get clinical supervision. It sounds like a beautiful thing. What is
Yeah,
it?
it's a bit of a deceiving term and has different definitions, I guess, depending on where you're what discipline that you're working in. But in nursing and midwifery, it's really much that reflective practice to learn from your clinical experience, to unpack what's going on for you in the workplace, how it's impacting on you, and how you can move forward with that. I grew up in a world of, as a beginning nurse and midwife, that if things went wrong, you just got back on your bike and continued on. You didn't talk about your feelings, you didn't talk about how it impacted you. So it's really nice to see the evolution of reflective practice and acknowledging your feelings and how that impacts on you and how what you're seeing every day in the clinical space impacts on you emotionally as well.
It's so important. I think that we overlook the fact that most nurses and midwives are very expressive, highly sensitive, empathetic, emotional people, right? In all the beautiful, positive ways, that's what makes us good at our job. But because of that, we're then like pre-exposed to burnout and allostatic load increase. And it's just crazy to think, let's just get on with that. Let's just move through this instead of acknowledging that all of these little things that their day-to-day maybe don't feel so big, but over time they compound and they create so many physical, psychological, spiritual, emotional challenges for us. And we have so much work to do still in healthcare around burnout and what that looks like. What would you say, like, how would you define burnout in your experience? If you were to put words to it, like, as just based on your lived experience and having worked with people that have burnt out.
So, as you alluded to in the start, I describe my experience of burnout like being stuck in a revolving door that I just couldn't get out of. It was like Groundhog Day. I was in survival mode, just going through the motions day in, day out, just to survive from one day to the next. Absolutely no joy in what I was doing, both professionally and personally. In my personal life, it was exhaustion, having difficulty getting out of bed to start your day, exhaustion, no matter how much you'd slept the night before. It was procrastination. I'd go to work. I was working in a as a midwifery consultant at that time, and just sitting in front of your computer, unable to do your job basically because you were so exhausted.
Yeah, it's so relatable. And then there's so many other, everybody's burnout experience is different, right? And we talk about this a lot around like the perception of burnout, and it's flippantly used the word like we're burnt. And of course, there's no right or wrong definition, although we will point people in the direction of the official WHO, like the actual definition of that, and we'll put it in the show notes. Because I think that helps us see that burnout can be influenced by, it is influenced by the systems that we work within. However, we also have a personal responsibility to look after our mindset, or like our emotions, our body, these vessels, these gifts that we've been given. So what had you tried? Did you go straight to the burnout coaching, or had you tried to do things before you got to that point? And what were they?
Not a lot, to be honest, because I was so exhausted. I just couldn't get out of my own way to do anything myself that I knew was going to help. Even I talk about reflective supervision. I knew about it. I was a supervisor, but I wasn't practicing what I preached myself. And it was just due to that sheer exhaustion. I did go and do my own burnout assessment. So I recall thinking to myself one day, I'm either depressed, I'm burnt out, or I'm just completely losing my mind. And I guess the differentiation for me was on the weekend, I was mostly fine. And then that Sunday had come round, and that the dread and of anticipation of what that week would bring, hit home heavy on that Sunday before you having to go to work. So I saw it just online, just a online burnout assessment. I did the quiz, and it was like red flags everywhere. Like, this is actually burnout.
Yeah, and that was a motivator for you. I'm sure everybody listening can relate to that story and the signs and symptoms there. And like that feeling of the crippling exhaustion and fatigue that comes with an episode of burnout. And then also, if you choose, a lot of us don't consciously choose this, but we're just like, we're indoctrinated in a system that's, unless you're on multi-organ failure support, suck it up, princess. And get, do you know what I mean? Like, it's very much that energy and story. And the reality is, like, we can't show up and deliver beautiful, amazing, client-centered care if we're not even looking after ourselves. And it's so cliche, but like, what else can we do? Pay rise doesn't help. A dream job doesn't help. In fact, the more we build and grow our careers, most of us start to see the light and go, holy shit, like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what this is all for. I don't enjoy this anymore, because we've lost touch with ourself and our inner self. And that's really challenging. So your burnout experience happened. It was a quiet burnout, you describe it as. It was just something that kind of crept up on you over time. Which is interesting, because I think most people think that you're going to have this dark, everybody has this dark night of the soul. And your experience wasn't like that. You signed up with a coach. And what was that process like for you? What did you learn through that process to be able to help you heal and start to recover and get out of that state of burnout and dysregulation?
So I did I think it was a 12-week coaching program. So that was weekly coaching. Initially, it was just addressing the immediate things that were going on that were impacting on me. So dealing with difficult colleagues, the work environment, that decision to stay in my current job, to look for other opportunities, which I ended up doing, and took the secondment that came up. Identifying some of those behaviors and patterns in myself, how I was showing up for work. I remember being really agitated and like grumpy and snappy at people, and recognizing that I didn't like that version of myself when I turned up for work. Yeah, a lot of work around understanding my own thoughts and how I can control my own thoughts, and to recognize if those thoughts were being helpful or not in how I viewed myself and my world and my work and my family life.
Yeah, amazing.
And the coach that I used went through a self-coaching model, which I know you're familiar with as well. So having those additional skills and tools in my toolkit to support myself to be able to do my own self-coaching on whenever I needed it. That ladder thoughts that this is where I want to be in terms of my thought, but I'm not quite ready to think to believe that yet. So what's something more realistic I can work towards in terms of that self-belief and limiting beliefs?
No, I love that. And I think a big part of this, it's this work can sometimes feel like it's so obvious and so simple in essence. But the reality is like what, like 60%, I think of Australian midwives or midwife, it's Australian midwives, isn't it? Aussie midwives are experiencing burnout or will experience burnout or have. And that's so interesting, right? That we think as humans, change my thoughts, change my life. And we can get into that place of like, can it really be that easy? But the reality is, it is through the repetition of those little things, being really good at the basics of mindset, emotional regulation, tuning into your body, equipping yourself with the tools that actually end up creating the result of the life and career that you want to live that actually fulfills you. Because so many of us just veer off on this track and we build other people's careers. We build other people's version of what our success should look like. And we don't stop and question, where are we going? What are we doing? Why are we here? Until usually it creeps up on us and it's too late. And so I love that you gifted 2022 winner all of that support to be able to then get yourself out of that state of dysregulation and burnout. And I say state, obviously, with love and kindness and compassion, it is a nervous system state. And we move into homeostasis, a bit more of neutrality, quote unquote, a bit of safety. And then we can start making decisions, right? Then you can start going, what am I going to do from here? And I think most people think the opposite happens. You have to make decisions first about where you're going to go and turn your life upside down. And then you maybe heal if you get to that point. But the opposite is true. So
Absolutely.
that led you to now being here where you're still practicing and you chose to build a midwifery burnout coaching practice. Tell us about that.
So that stemmed from my own experience of coaching and recovery from burnout. After I worked with my initial coach, I sought another opportunity with another coach who ran, it was coaching and a program really for high achieving ambitious women. So that I don't think I would have had I absolutely wouldn't have had the energy or strength to be able to jump into something like that had it not been for the coaching first, to do that healing piece first, to refine my energy. So that really sparked my curiosity to learn more in this space. So the second program I did was all really around re-establishing, re-identifying with your values, doing my own personal mission statement, which I've never been challenged to do before. Old me would have run for the hills. Absolutely not. I'm not doing that crap. It was hugely challenging and very hugely empowering as well to put it in writing. What is your vision statement for life and what do you want to get out of it? There was a lot around time management, moral limiting beliefs, regulating your nervous system, your emotional home, human needs. There's a whole heap of stuff in that course. So it was actually a coaching retreat I went on after I'd finished that foundations program, and it was all around desires. It was like the perfect timing, at the moment that you really need them. This coaching retreat was all on desires and really got clear on what I didn't want in life anymore. In terms of my personal life, in a sort of saying that transition phase where we've got kids who are finishing school, and my husband's still a shift worker. He will be a shift worker forevermore. And I work Monday to Friday, so I really didn't want to be working Monday to Friday and my husband working every other weekend and not seeing each other. That wasn't the life that I wanted. I wanted to pay myself what I'm worth. I didn't want to have to get exceeds expectations on my yearly performance appraisal to get a couple dollars pay rise, which you probably pick up on the tone of my voice, still annoys me. That's the system that we work in, unfortunately, it's health. And I want more freedom and flexibility to be able to, if the kids needed help or support, I could pick up and go and be with them and whatever, that sort of stuff. And have more flexibility to travel as well and still be able to have an income and not being tied down to a 9-to-5 job. Yeah, I got really clear on what I didn't want and then flipped that out just to work out, okay, what is it then that I do really want? And I'd always been very driven to make change. I was always, even as a casual midwife, like I could see something that could be improved or done better. So I'd go, you just go and do it. And I, through that process of coaching and the retreats that I'd been on, even though I was doing what I thought was my dream job, which I'm currently still doing my dream job, that realization that this isn't my forever dream job for the next 20 years. I wanted more than what this job could provide me. And that passion and desire to still want to help and support other people, which is inherent to being a nurse midwife, isn't it? So that's where I landed, that I had those skills already in reflective vision. I really enjoyed working in that space of supporting other midwives. And that seemed the logical fit for me to, it ticked all the boxes of what I wanted to achieve. It reignited my passion for supporting other midwives. And yeah, so that's where we are today.
Here you are
Thank
today now building your amazing business. Do you think 2022 by now would have been like, yeah, you're going to run a business and you're going to be creating content and helping midwives? What do you think she would think of what you've created?
2022, when I would have gone, absolutely not, you've got to be joking, that I would even contemplate doing it, because I barely even posted on social media. And I think that part of that was part of the burnout process as well, that you withdraw from connection. It's just a survival mode, isn't it?
Totally.
I remember the moment at that retreat going, aha, this is my aha moment. This is what I should be doing. And that self-belief that, yes, I can do this. And why not me?
Why not? Such a powerful question. But of course, when we're in that burnout, when we're in that place, none of that is accessible. There's no way that you would have been able to do your anti-vision, all the things you don't want, because you'd just be like, life is just a hot mess express. So that's how you feel when you're in that place. Nothing can get you out of there. And I love that you gifted yourself permission to do what most people don't do, which is set an anti-vision, right? They think about what they do want, but most people don't go, what is it that I don't want? And that's so important in us acknowledging like that. So then we can go, okay, what is the opposite? Or what actually do we want to create for ourselves as we move forward? And then therefore you attract more of that in. You've created a boundary almost with your desires. And you said something there that I just want to tap into because this applies to everybody. And I also think about this a lot in coaching and personally. Is how many of us actually create enough safety in our nervous system and our minds and our bodies to allow ourselves permission to desire and dream? That is one of the biggest challenges that, like, we all say, I want to make $1 million. I want to do this. I want to do that. That can be a flippant thought or comment, whatever else, but to really sit with it and to embody that and to sit with it and build the belief, as you said, slowly over time with like ladder thoughts and really allow yourself to become that version of yourself that starts with giving yourself permission to dream and desire, but that can only happen once we've established some form of nervous system safety, right? So if somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, there's no way, it's probably because your nervous system is a state of fight or flight. And it's the work that you do in burnout coaching or any coaching to get out of that, or therapy, and to get into a more regulated space. So for everybody listening, I want to mirror back that basically what you have done is you've taken your lived experience and your transformation and all the investment in yourself and the self-discovery and the skills, knowledge, and experience with your personal and your professional skill set, and you've turned that into something that you can really have purposeful connection and meaning in and purpose in that you can deliver from anywhere. Online for midwives globally to be able to not have to go through the tumultuous process that you went through. Because what we probably didn't acknowledge at the start is when you're in that space and state, it's like, where do you go? It's amazing that you found that burnout coach, but there obviously you saw a gap and you went, no one's really serving midwives in this space. And who better to serve a midwife than a midwife
Well,
that's been through burnout that creates this program and offering. I want to commend you on that and taking that leap because it's a huge step to take, but also a really exciting one. So we've been building your business over the last like 9, 10 months at the time of recording. And I'd love you to tell us more about Morwenna Williams coaching and what that process has been like for you in starting to bring all these things to life.
exciting is probably the word that comes to mind the most. I've really appreciated the opportunity to work with yourself, Liam, to again further work on that nervous system regulation. I thought I was coming into this experience of I'm just going to be doing my first offer is going to be just offering one-on-one general coaching, and the idea to be able to offer a whole program was that was future state, and to go through that process with and having support in your corner to say, yes, you can do this. So it was really exciting to go, yeah, I can offer more than just one-on-one coaching. And this is what I really want to offer. I want to share what I've learned with other midwives so they don't have to experience some of the stuff that I went through. And yeah, what drives me too is that I can do it. I believe that, and I know that I can do it better as well.
Yeah, totally. If you can do that in your workplace, there's no reason why you can't find something that you can sell, create online that's then going to be able to fill the gap. Even if there's 3 million people doing it, it doesn't matter. Just do it better and find the thing that will make it better. And we focus a lot on that in the Nursepreneur Academy or the Midwifepreneur Academy, I should call it. It's not called that, but midwives are welcome, clearly. And yeah, so you've then allowed yourself to create all of these assets inside the MPA. So we've worked on transition to nursepreneurship. We identified your nursepreneur freedom number. I remember when you told us that, we're not going to share it here, but I remember you told us that number. There was like a little bit of hesitation, but also excitement for what could be possible for you and your business beyond, way beyond what we can be paid in the system. You already had a good idea about your niche, right? But we further refined it and really tried to think about who your ideal person is that you would love to support, coach, and guide through the process that you've created. We've looked at offer design, but we approach it through the lens of let's create a holistic, client-centered program that makes complete sense for your people and takes them through an actual methodology that you've created. And we've done so many other things. You're doing content, you're on your Instagrams, you're posting. We've just been building out your email funnels, building out all the things. So you have all of these assets in your business to be able to coach and serve your people and build and grow that over time to six figures, multiple six figures, turn it into a group program. Sounds like a lot for everybody listening, but there's a process to it and we work through it. So tell us about some of the things that you've created based on your experience, based on the evidence. So I'm talking about like your quiz and your rebirth methodology. Talk us through both of those things.
Yeah, so I started off, as mentioned, with a quiz, so a midwifery burnout self-assessment that you can jump on online and do for yourself just to discover your level of burnout, your risk of burnout, and to gain some clarity for yourself is to determine is this burnout or not. It's an evidence-based burnout assessment tool and also offers some daily rituals that you can start incorporating into your life right now to start supporting you on your own journey from recovery from burnout. Also, great tips as well if you're looking at more preventative strategies as well. So that's live at the moment. You'll find the link on my Instagram page. So that's the first piece that the worked on. Secondly, is designing the framework. So it's a 16-week coaching container. It's got 14 modules, and it's called Rebirth, but it stands for the R is recognize. So it's all around the recognition of the burnout, understanding it better, your nervous system regulation, empowerment, like the values, people pleasing, perfectionist, all those sorts of things, limiting beliefs, finding balance again, rediscovering your identity, mission statements, values, those sorts of things. The R is reconnect, and then we've got transform and heal to wind it off. And
Amazing.
Yeah, I guess the overall aim is that midwives and nurses, if they're interested, go away with a whole lot of tools in their toolkit to support themselves to recover from burnout one and to keep them out of burnout to moving forward. So, yeah, really well embedded skills and knowledge to support themselves moving forward.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I can attest and let everyone listening know that when I put so much work into all of this, and when you're building something like this, it's of course based on your lived experience and your insights and having gone through similar things. You've also been doing coaching certifications, qualifications. You've been doing things along that line as well. All of that filters in into the support that you offer midwives in this amazing program. And what I really love about this is that the quiz is there for people to be able to go and give themselves an opportunity to just check in. And it beautifully mirrors your lived experience of it, but you've taken it and you've done it better, like better in our opinion. It's much better. And it's allowed you to create something that is really specific for midwives, which I think is a beautiful gift to the world of midwifery. And then, of course, in between those two steps of people take your quiz, they can get their individualized, personalized reports. They also can jump on a burnout recovery kind of strategy call with you, where you look at the results and you deep dive into them. That's free, complimentary. And then people can get a bigger picture of like where they are, where they want to be, and what that looks like. And if you're a nurse or midwife that's experiencing burnout, that would be the first port of call. Take the quiz, book a call, it's completely free. And then you'll have a chat with Wena about whether or not rebirth is right for you. And we had so much fun with the branding and your content and creating all of these assets, rebirth, like thinking about how can we speak to past Wena and the amazing people that you will serve so that it feels like home for them. What surprised you the most about the process or the journey of building a business?
What surprised me the most, I was pretty clear coming into this journey as what I wanted to do. I guess it's just all the biggest surprise is the behind the scenes business side of stuff, which I've been a clinician for 25 years. So that was just the amount of work behind the scenes in terms of navigating different programs to get your quiz up and running, to email funnels, social media marketing. As I said, I'd been pretty much offline social media for a long time. That was on purpose as well. And yeah, that overcoming sort of those personal barriers you put on yourself to put yourself out there. So my word for last year was brave, to start putting yourself out there and share what you're doing and celebrating what you're doing with others as well.
And you did that as well. Like you've been posting on the Insta, you're growing your following, you've been doing all the things. And that's the process, right? Whether you're coming out of burnout and it's all about repetition, whether you're coaching burnout, you're coaching business, or you're building a business, it's about showing up. It's about sitting with that discomfort that comes up as you grow and evolve. In our careers, we normalize that. But when we build a business or we're maybe navigating burnout, we're like, why don't we have the result already? We've got to build and compound over time. And then we create the results, right, through the repetition and through taking the actions. What has been your proudest moment in your journey from burnout to today for you personally in your journey and also in building your business? What's been that moment where you just went, oh my God, it's starting to feel real, it's starting to come together?
I think definitely designing and sitting down the rebirth framework was probably the proudest moment to see that come to life on paper, to be able to bring all the bits of knowledge, skills, experience that I've had into the framework and just to see that come to reality. And that self-belief too, that yes, I can do this, and confidence in myself that this is a great offer and that's going to make a difference to other midwives.
What has been the hardest part of all of this for you?
I wouldn't say hardest, it's probably just challenges. I've always been ambitious, driven, etc. So I love a good challenge. So I wouldn't say it's been hard as such, but challenging, like learning new skills, new ways of doing things. As I said, being brave, putting yourself out there. No matter how much you work on your own self, you've still got to be that imposter syndrome sitting behind you, that self-doubt, all that crap that comes up, and never getting that, being more positive with those thoughts, like acknowledging that they're coming up. But I guess it's that self-compassion piece. And to have the skills now to acknowledge that that's what's coming up and be curious as to why and unpick that and to be able to then move forward to the coming up.
And what I love about what you shared there is it's all about building from that place of like internal psychological safety, emotional safety, all of the things, right? Because if we were building from burnout, we'd build a very different business. And so what is awesome is that pre-NPA, you had all of these tool skills already, which is awesome. And you came in and then we added some more layers on top of that. We build from that place of, okay, this makes sense for me. This is exactly how I see my life panning out. This is what I want it to look like. And you build the business that you want to create. Of course, I always have like ideas and inputs around what that could look like so that we can get you to that point. But you've created a really amazing 16-week rebirth methodology. But it's not even just a methodology, like it's a burnout recovery ecosystem of taking people from where they are, where they're feeling jaded by life, career, all of the things, to a place where they meet themselves again. They literally rebirth. Like it is a beautiful maternity focused transformation and it has a double meaning, but it's so powerful because having gone through that process yourself, you can hold belief for your people ahead of time in seeing how possible that result is for them, which is a beautiful gift in itself, right? Forget the methodology, just having a coach that works with you, like Wena, that then goes, I see what's possible for you because I've done it and I relate to every part of your journey and story. I'm going to make sure that you get there. Of course, we're not responsible for people's results. We can't heal the burnout for you, unfortunately. I can't build the business for you, but we can hold belief and support you and help you navigate that journey. And that's a beautiful thing you're offering to the midwifery world. If there are midwives listening that are currently feeling like they are in burnout based on what we've talked about today, what would you like to say to them?
Reach out, get clarity. I think that's really the key to the first to taking that first step is to understand and get that clarity of what's going on for you. And I guess get to know that there is support out there and be a trailblazer and share with others what you're experiencing. Let's help normalize it and make coaching that sort of stuff, those sort of supports normal. Okay, to reach out for
It's
that.
and it's like that whole it's okay to not be okay given the context and the system that we work in, and that the daily micro and macro stresses that we experience just by being humans on this earth, like you're experiencing a stressor when you turn the TV on and you watch the news, like you scroll on Instagram. It's all stress. It all compounds over time. But because of the nature of the work that midwives do, I'm not a midwife, so I'm just speaking from observation, but I'm sure there's a lot of synergy with nursing. There are other layers, moral injury, compassion fatigue, burnout, horizontal bullying and violence, occupational violence, all of these things create more layers of complexity when you're navigating that allostatic load and that stress, even more reason to invest in getting some external support to help you navigate this that's confidential and really is focused on helping you move through that and not stay there for a prolonged period of time to the point where it just feels like you can't get out of it. What we didn't say there was that definitely the first step everybody should be taking if you're feeling burnt out is taking the quiz. Take the quiz and book a call with Wena, and all of those links will be in the show notes. So Wena, tell us, where can people find you on the interwebs? Where are you?
Yep, so jump on to Instagram or Wena Williams Coaching or Facebook, same or Wena Williams Coaching. You'll find me on both platforms. Reach out below, send me a DM. More than happy to chat or book a call. Do
Fabulous.
the quiz and
Yeah.
do, book a call.
Perfect. Yeah, awesome. I love that. All of the links will be in the show notes. Wena, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your journey, your story, your business, your vision, your mission. It's very inspiring. And I'm just super grateful to have been a part of your journey in a very small part in your journey of helping you get this off the ground. And I can't wait to see what you do, your business as you move forward.
Thanks so
Thanks so
much.
much for coming on.
A pay rise bedside nursing could never provide. Freedom from hospital politics and the flexibility to work on your own terms Without the shift work, you, my friend, are one step closer to creating your bedside escape plan. I want to hear your insights, takeaways, and questions. Connect with me over on Instagram at Nursepreneur Academy or email me at hello@liamcaswell.com. If you're the type of nurse that's ready to explore your options for building a nurse-side business, leave us a review, screenshot it, and send it to my email or my Instagram, and I'll send you my bedside to business roadmap, my step-by-step process to building a six-figure nurse-led business as a thank you. Until next week, keep dreaming big, taking bold action, and betting on yourself, because this is the year you make nursing optional.